Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Welcome to the Country Music Talk podcast, where you can hear the biggest names in country music telling the stories behind their songs, sharing the latest news, and giving us all the gossip on life in Music City and beyond. I'm Baylen Leonard, and you can catch me on Absolute Radio Country. Listen on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Rayo app, or you can just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. Right, let's get on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Kane Brown, here you are. It's not enough that you're like a country music superstar. You come in here with your own camera filming your life. You're vlogging now as well.
Yeah. I'm getting better, but I'm also terrible at it as well.
Why are you terrible at it?
Because I feel like I miss a lot of the stuff that I'm like, dang, that'd have been really good.
Oh, I know. Yeah. When you go back and look at it, you're like, or does it look different in your head than you thought it would look when you were doing it?
No, I'm pretty good at like setting up the shot.
Okay.
And things like that. But the other day, I got a selfie stick, which made everything perfect because I was tired of having to turn it around. And I let my boy use it for the show to shoot some stuff, and he broke the selfie stick, the bottom of it, off in the camera.
In the camera.
Yeah, so now
I feel like you need some pliers or something.
We tried pliers.
Didn't work.
Yeah.
Needle nose pliers?
I have to buy a whole new camera.
All right, this is what I don't understand with the selfie sticks. Where does it go in the shot? You know you don't see it in the shot?
Yeah, well, it becomes part of your arm. I don't know.
How's that happen?
That is a good...
You know what I mean? Like, it's not there.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's green or blue and it's been blue screened out. It's just... Not there.
Yeah.
I
don't
know. Or the ones, you know, the dogs carry in their mouth. Have you seen those?
Uh-uh.
Oh, Kane, you can spend an enormous amount of time on this. They have them for dogs, and the dog goes running off, and it's just filming everything, like, from the dog's face backwards. But because it's so close, like, his nose is, like, the focus of the whole thing.
There you go.
Yeah, it's good.
Like, oh, good boy.
It's such a good boy. Do you have a dog?
I had three. I have two now.
What kind of dogs are they?
German Shepherds.
They're fluffy things, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do they shed a lot?
Cat, yes. It drives me crazy.
Yeah. On my block, there's a dude with two German Shepherds. And you can always tell when he's walked by because it's just like German Shepherd furs like flowing in there like snow.
Well, having two on a tour bus, you're vacuuming, well, at least my wife is, like 15 to 20 times a day.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, and still not getting rid of it.
Yeah, still.
Do you ever find yourself, because I will sometimes be at a fancy pants event, and you, maybe you're on stage, I'm assuming maybe you're not wearing the things that you would wear when you're walking your dogs, but I will be somewhere where it is very inappropriate to have either a dog treats or a poo bag in my pocket, and I'll have both.
Yeah.
Because I won't know. I'll be like...
You're prepared. Especially with as crazy as this world is. I'm sure there's people out there you'd be able to help with that.
That is true. So, Kane Brown, welcome back to the UK. We are so happy to have you back here. I think it's been like once a year for the past few years that you've been coming to the UK, right?
Yeah. I feel like I need to get a house here.
Well, go on. Yeah. I can dog sit for you.
All right.
Because while I'm walking my puppy dog, I might as well just pick up Kane Brown's as well and take them to the park. This is great because, you know, sometimes artists come over and, you know, it'll be a few years before they come back, or it'll take them a while to kind of cotton on to what's going on here and be like, yeah, that's a thing. But it seems like as long as we've known each other, which has been a while now, you've always been like, yeah, I get the UK. The UK gets me. I want to be here.
I love it over here. I think it's fun. I think this is my favorite time that I've had over here because I didn't bring my Xbox. I'm vlogging. So I've been getting out and seeing things. And
yeah.
So I've had stuff to talk to with the crowd, which has been really
That's
cool.
That's helpful. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's been a good time over here.
Yeah, because I think maybe definitely the first time that we spoke all those years ago, maybe the first couple of times, you would just kind of be in your hotel room playing your Xbox and not really getting out and about. And then at some point, I think maybe you were in Ireland, you decided to slip out under the radar and go to a pub.
Yes, Ireland, I've got out every time I've been here.
Right, so there's something about Ireland that's like, come on, Kane Brown, get out in this.
Yeah.
And now you're vlogging, so you're actually getting out in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it must be a different experience.
It's been great. And it's pretty funny, too. Like, we've been golfing. The weather has been terrible.
I saw this, yeah. In the middle of Storm Amy,
yes,
you were like, well, let's go golfing.
Yeah. I didn't know what to expect. Tee times were early, and everywhere around here, you got to drive 50 minutes, I feel like.
At least.
And yeah, so we got there, and then all hell broke loose.
How did you get into golfing?
That is a good question. I'm just very competitive. I think Top Golf. Have you ever heard of Top Golf?
Yeah, of course, that
originally kind of got me in.
Okay.
And then I was like, this is easy. And I went to actually play golf.
Yeah.
And I just didn't realize how hard it was of a sport. I still don't feel like I'm fully locked into golf yet, because you have to pay attention every shot.
Yeah, I feel like it's a lifelong skill that keeps developing.
Yeah.
But also, I think maybe we've talked about this before, so many country artists are into golf.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you guys get together as much as you can, and for not only for like charity tournaments and stuff like that, but also just like good times.
Yeah, we do have a lot of golf charity tournaments.
Yeah, I know.
So I think every artist has one.
I know. And Darius, who lives over here now, did you know he lives here now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's all about the golf. Like, he just can't get enough of it.
Yeah, he's sponsored by PXG. So he's getting paid just to wear their stuff. I'm like, I'm trying to get that deal.
Well, I'm sure it can happen. I'm sure it can absolutely happen. You also have new music, which is great. So The High Road, which is something that we were loving before. It's not from, this is a new song entirely, Unspoken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which we're loving. And but also, all of the other songs that we have been digging on, there's been some new videos coming out and kind of all of that. So it sounds like you've been, even though you've got room to vlog and to golf, you've got loads of room for the day job as well.
Yeah. I'm really excited. I've just been very motivated recently.
Mm-hmm.
So we just did a writer's, not a retreat, but like a 3-day writer's session before I came out here.
Was it somewhere really nice?
Sony, Nashville.
Okay. I thought you were going to be like in Hawaii.
Yeah, I wish. But yeah, I want to go back and actually do a retreat and leave Nashville and see what I can come up with, just like a new style, see what a new era is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just have fun with it.
Do you think that being out of, I guess like anything that anybody does, if you're doing it in the same place or in the same way over and over again, you're still doing what you're doing. But when you take yourself out of an environment and put yourself in another environment, then maybe it sparks something differently. Is that what you mean? Like when you say, I'll get out of Nashville and go do it somewhere else?
Yeah, well, it's just really hard. Like I put a studio in my house.
Right.
So it's gets really
work from home. Kane Brown works from home.
Yeah, so then you got the kids that come in, yeah. Like, hey dad, and
then those dogs coming in shedding all over the place.
Yeah. And then you know it's like I'm gonna go in here, and then you see your couch. You're like, oh, I could sit down for a
minute. I know. Yeah. And you're like, only for a minute. Yeah. I'm just gonna watch 5 minutes of the new Below Deck. Yeah. And then the next thing you know,
I got writers in my room. I gotta go back in there.
Yeah, they're just sat
the song
there
already. Y'all done
picking dog fur off of them, waiting for you. Well, great. We can't wait for that, because if Unspoken is anything to go by, I mean, we absolutely love it. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you so
and
much.
And are people, because you've already done some shows in the UK, people responding to it? Is it in the set?
No, I haven't put it in there.
You haven't? Mm-hmm. Okay. Why?
Well, we've been over here since it released. So
right.
My band, we just posted a bathroom video of it. So we could do it acoustic,
mm-hmm.
but they still haven't worked through even the bridges and all that. So we could wing it.
I mean, people love that.
We should have probably did that last night. We were in Manchester last night, and then it was just like a different crowd. Like I asked, how many people were from Manchester? And like 13 people raised their hand. So everybody traveled from all over. And then afterwards, it just felt like a different crowd. I was like, I just need to give them more.
Right.
Like, they weren't leaving after the last song.
Right.
And so I was about to go back out and do another song, which we took One Mississippi out of my set because it was a time frame.
Uh-huh.
And
that's a big one, though, Kane.
Well, I got a lot of comments afterwards like, why didn't you play One Mississippi? I was like, I tried. But then we were coming back out. They turned all the monitors off. And so then I just jumped down on the barricade and just started taking pictures and autographs with everybody. But
have you ever done that thing where, if they've turned all the monitors off, where you just go and like sit on the lip of the stage and like
sing
acoustically
acapella.
Sing a cappella?
That would have been crazy. That would have been a good clip. Yeah. Needed you there, man. Where were you?
Even getting down with the crowd and kind of like taking that time, what a special thing. And that you know what, that'll mean so much to the people that you did that for. So that's already a lovely thing. But whenever I see artists do that acoustic thing, a cappella thing at the front of the stage, I'm always like, wow, there's nowhere to hide behind.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things I love about your show is you go and, man, you get a show from Kane Brown, right? Mm. Like, we're not just getting all the hits that we want, which would already be enough, but we're getting, like, a show. You are a proper entertainer.
Oh, thank you.
But also, you've got all the, like, boom, boom, bells and whistles as well, right? So
yeah.
I go to a Kane Brown show, and I'm like, I'm getting the hits. I'm getting this amazing entertainer. I'm feeling the heat from the fire on the stage.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what people are spending their hard-earned money for, right? So they're getting that. So I just think it's so exciting that every time you come, it's like a bigger venue. It's a more... I mean, you must feel that as well, right?
Oh, yeah, I definitely do. And try to bring some comedy into it as well.
Oh, yeah.
I've been talking to the crowd, trying to personalize with each other. And
good, nice.
Get like a funny segment out of it.
Uh-huh.
Cologne was the best so far. I feel like every joke in Cologne hit. The one dude that was the hit of the jokes, he was from Virginia.
Right.
And so...
Was he the one that like you could hear him like, ha, 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 every time?
They're just randomly shouting out. He's like, I'm from Virginia. It's like, what are you doing here? I don't know. I live here. I'm like, well, that's why you're here. And this other girl, she's just like, I'm from Florida. I'm like, nobody asked. So, yeah, just running jokes.
When you first started out, because I've seen you so many times, both here in the UK and in Nashville in various formats, having done this now for so long, do you ever look back on when you started and kind of the performer that you were then and where you are now? Because even though it was always amazing, because we were always getting what we wanted from a Kane Brown show, there's also, I would imagine, a comfort level that comes from anything when you do it for years and years and years.
Yeah. Definitely a comfort thing. And with me, I'm just competitive, so I always try and I want to outdo myself every time. But yeah, looking back, I don't think we always got what we wanted from a Kane Brown show. I used to be up there just standing there.
Yeah, like, but that's also fun.
Counting down the minutes. Like, oh shit, get me off stage.
Well, listen, there are some people that sell out stadiums and they just stand there, you know?
That's true.
So it's fine. I mean, Adele's not exactly doing a big breakdown, is she? You know, in terms
she
of like,
don't need to, though.
Well, exactly. This is what I'm saying. Not every performer needs to do that. And and with the songs that you have and your voice and all of that, you don't need to do that either. But it's so nice that you do as well. And it also must feel nice for you to be comfortable enough to do that now after years and years and years of performing in front of crowds.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been cool just to kind of, I guess, get used to it. Trying to find a different spark now, though. I don't even know. I don't know how to explain it, but I'm going to find it one day.
All right. When you figure it out, you let me know.
I got you.
It's always a joy to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
And you're gonna keep coming back every year? Is this the vibe?
I think so.
Excellent. And so the new song, Unspoken, does that mean that, and you said, you know, writer's room and all that, does that mean new project coming?
I hope so. But we talked about doing kind of like both things. Like, what am I trying to say here? I have like more of a pop sound that I've been wanting to release for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because there's this one song called Something I Don't Know. And I've had like 5 or 6 people tell me I need to release it within the last week.
Right.
And I've had the song for 3 or 4 years. Like, you know my song Grand?
Yeah.
So I wrote it that same time.
The same time, yeah.
So everybody's been telling me to put that out this last week.
But isn't it great that like the way that we're listening to music now and with the popularity of country music and just in general the way that we listen to music, it means that you can put it out in any genre you want or none. Like you don't need to be boxed into any genre.
Yeah. Well, I've tried to do that my whole career.
It wasn't always easy to be boxed in.
Yeah. I live that life.
Don't box in Kane Brown.
No. Please don't do it.
Don't do it. All right, we'll see you next time, Kane.
See you next time.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk Podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.